done for us. Let's go with the message this morning. A series I do every summer, new messages. Did you know what? There's plenty of godly American history to find if you want to look for it. Amen? You will find it, and you will not have to go very far. Now, you might have to go back a ways, but you'll find it. You'll find who you are and who we are as a country, and you'll get the answer to why this is the greatest country in the world. We want to say it's our form of government or our military. No, it's your freedom that God gave you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Flat out. It's the freedom that God gave us. Let's talk about a message today that it's going to be an interesting subject. The Lord helped me in my office this week. I used two things to study with. An old black Bible and usually a Webster's Dictionary. That's usually what I use. Sometimes I'll turn around in my library if I think I'm getting off track, and I'll pick somebody who I know is a solid Bible teacher and pastor down through the ages, and I'll just check myself out to make sure I ain't going goofy on us. Amen? So that's how I study. But I also try to remember who I am, and as a hellraiser, I was a lost person. I also try to remember, my past, even in the ministry, my past as a pastor. I just want to just look back. I always want to grow. Say grow. I want to grow. I don't want to just be your pastor. Oh, listen to him. Boy, look at him. He's all grown. I ain't grown. All right? I'm learning all the time. The more I learn, I think the more alive I'm going to be. Amen. So I want to grow with you. So when I give a message many times, don't you think, oh, Clark's just trying to... No. I'm growing with you. Are you hearing me? This is one of those messages, wow, whew, the Lord hammered me this week in my office. Bang, right upside the head. Let's talk about it. Christian liberty. Let's go, Rod. Here we go. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? I thought liberty was just in the Declaration of Independence. And I didn't know it was in the Bible. Oh, no. Liberty's in the Bible. See, because that's where that thing came from, in the Declaration of Independence. You understand? The Bible and God was long before America. Do you understand that? Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Uh-oh, look at this verse. Wow. Paul writing to Christian people. But take heed, lest by any means this what? Liberty of who? Yours become a what? A stumbling block to them that are weak. What? How can my liberty become a stumbling block to other people who are weak? Well, that's crazy. You go to sleep on me right now, aren't you? He done bored me to tears because I don't understand what he's talking about. I'm out. All right, you're going to miss something. Well, look at that. There's the old book right there that I use. But that's a new one he threw up there. Amen. Webster's definition of liberty. What is liberty? Say that with me. Freedom or what? One more time. Liberty is what? Or what? Get it down, because we don't know. We'll sing about it. We'll see the Statue of Liberty. Well, hey, lady. You know, but we don't know what it is. Okay? Let's say it one more time. Liberty is what? Or what? Privilege. Privilege. Freedom or privilege. And I can't get off track because I won't have time. Freedom or privilege. Just some scripture. We're getting somewhere. Just hang in here with me. And you shall know the what? Jesus speaking, and the truth shall make you what? Free. Free. Liberty is freedom or privilege. You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you what? Do you think it's a privilege to believe in Jesus Christ? You think it's a privilege to accept His death on the cross for you and His resurrection? You think that's a privilege? Say. Aren't you glad you live in a free country where you can have the privilege to hear about Jesus Christ? Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, come on. You ought to praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. It's a little bit more than just going to the ball game, okay? Oh, I'm free to go to the mall. Oh, that's all good. But I'd far better know the truth so I don't go to a devil's hell. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? So I can learn how to live life down here and have an abundant life and an incredible life. That's crazy. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Wow. Not only are we free in this country, but when these founding documents were put together, they... whether you like it or not, or whether you believe me or not, they were written by people who believed in Jesus. You live in a Christian nation. Did you know that? Not that we don't welcome other people and other views are welcome. That's because we have freedom and privilege. Is that right? Yes or no? But don't mistake the fact that we have freedom and privilege and let that rewrite your history for you. See, we had many that believed in Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. There's no reason why it makes perfectly good sense why there's churches all across America that preach the gospel of Jesus. Amen? No reason why. Yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah. And there's no doubt that 90% to 95% of all money that goes to mission causes around the world come from one country. Guess what country that might be? The what? Yeah. Still to this day. Incredible. If the Son, therefore, shall make you what? You shall be what? Free indeed. Amen? We're free, man. Free in our spirit because we put our faith in Christ, but free in this country. Let's now segue a little bit. Here we go. Today I'm going to speak on, are y'all ready? Say, here we go. Help me now, people. I'm going to go to sleep on you. Come on. Liberty. I want to talk about Christian liberty today. What is that, Clark? Christian liberty? I thought it was just liberty. What are you going to see? Come on. I'm going to go to one of the stranger passages in the New Testament. Y'all ready? Now, if you're just reading your Bible along, you'll read this and go, what? Y'all ready to go? Say, here we go. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love, what? Builds up. And if any man think he knows anything, he knows nothing, as yet he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. Now don't fall off the wagon with me yet. Hang on. Now as concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. Did you hear that? For though there be those that are called little gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there be little gods, G-O-D-S, many, and lords, little L, many, but to us, there is but what? One God, the Father, of whom are all things. And we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. How be it? Now hang in here with me. Y'all live now. Y'all been looking around my big old body, ain't you? I better get back here. How be it? There is not in every man that what? Say that part with me again. Howbeit, there is not in every man that what? For some with conscience of the idol, don't let me put you to sleep yet, unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol. And their conscience being weak is what? It's defiled. But meat doesn't commend us to God. You weren't saved by eating something. Got it? Yes or no? For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. Okay? Hang in here. But take heed lest by any means, come on, here's our verse we put on the screen already. But take heed lest by any means this what? This what? Of yours become a stumbling block to those that are what? Weak. How many, can we just be honest at church? That's all I ask. Come on. How many would say, Clark, this is a passage I'm really not that familiar with. Can I see your hand if I'm just really not that familiar? Good, 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 good. I got a large amount of folk. Okay. Here we go. Come on with me. In ancient Greek and Roman culture, you got to realize that when the Scriptures were written, the New Testament was 2,000 years ago. Do not be fooled or ever made to believe that your Bible is not the Word of God. It is the Word of God. But you've also got to keep in mind the time it was written. Okay? It wasn't written in today. There's a culture today. There was a culture then. You understand that, yes or no? It's well documented from non-Christian sources what the culture was like during those times. Okay? So keep that in mind. In ancient Greek and Roman cultures, one could purchase their meat from two main sources. See, they didn't have the Publix. We got three of them or four of them in this town. Then you got your Windex and you got your Save-A-Lot. You got all the stuff. Amen. Even Walgreens sells stuff you could eat. You got a Walgreens, you won't starve to death now. You understand? Say. Ain't the way it was back in the day. There were two main sources. Number one would be the local markets. You understand that? And in many of these cultures, a lot of those marketplaces are still there today, even though they're different, but there were big market arenas. That's what it would have been like. That's where you go. Okay. And the meat would have been most likely hanging up there, and you'd just seen it right out in the open air many times. Some of it would have been cooked already. You know, it's what people did for a living. Yes or no? But you could get it somewhere else. You could get your meat somewhere else. In the local what? Are y'all hearing me or not? Get to the marketplace, you get the local temples. And in both of these cultures, they worship so many gods. There were lots of temples everywhere. Pagan temple worship. Say that with me. Pagan temple worship. Where they offered sacrifice and they burnt sacrifice and all this kind of good stuff. Now in the market, you got to understand something. The prices were what? Higher. And the meat may not have been as high a quality. So you can get your meat from the market where the price is a little higher and it ain't maybe as good a quality. Or you could get it in the temples. After it's been sacrificed to idols, have I lost you yet? And the prices were lower and the meat was probably of a higher what? Because they'd been offering it to gods. And many times they brought a little higher grade, maybe. This is just some cultural history stuff we're looking at right there. You see that? But that's helpful. And so, here was the dilemma in the church. Now realize the church, the Apostle Paul, preaching, seeing people come to Christ, establishing churches. These people were pagans, worshiping in these temples, many of them, in Roman and Greek cities and towns. And now they've come to Christ. Okay? Here's what they could do. Now they're believers. They could go to the market and pay higher prices for lower what? Or they could go to the temple and for lower prices get higher what? Now I got a question for the audience. Which do you think Gary would do? Shoot, I go by the side of the road. Back in the day, stuff was considered unclean, like garbage and stuff. If I see something in the garbage can on Friday morning, they throw it out and it's laying by the road, it'll be in the back of my Titan pickup truck. I'll tell you that right now. I don't give a hoot what anybody says. There's that preacher fellowship picking up garbage. Yeah, I got that from my mama. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, the other day, there's a bunch of mess. It's just a mess. Nobody would have stopped. But I saw a piece of white PVC pipe. And I just happened to need a piece of white PVC pipe for an air conditioner line that was going to run and run off. It was running on the roof. It needs to run off further. I can go to the hardware store and pay $4 for it, or I can humble myself and pick up that piece of stuff by the road and throw it back in the Titan. I get a text. Bing! And I look at my phone, it says, "Did I just see you by the road picking up garbage?" It was Raj. I went, "Yep." Here's the point. Are you feeling it yet or not? Higher prices, lower quality. Lower prices, higher quality. Which would you choose? Especially if you know an idol is what? Nothing. Because there's only one what? Are y'all hearing something? Stay with me. You might say, "Clark, this is crazy preaching." Oh, no. This is very important. He mentions a couple of things. Two words are going to pop up today. Knowledge. Say that word with me. To the strong believer, the meat was fine. To the strong believer in Jesus Christ, the meat was fine. To the strong believer, the meat was fine because an idol was what? Nothing. I don't care how many gods you say, there's one way to God the Father, and His name is Jesus. You can worship a tree, a monkey, or whatever you want to do. It is not a god. It is something in your mind, somebody somewhere, you or somebody down through the ages, put it there. It did not create you, make you, nothing, and it certainly didn't die for you. Did you hear me? Okay? So the strong believer means nothing to me. He says that that meat was offered to anything because what it was offered to was nothing. Are y'all hearing me? To the weaker believer, a person, keep that in mind, a weaker believer, they are a believer in the Lord now, in Jesus. They used to worship right there at that temple or in those temples. They couldn't in good what? They couldn't in good what? Eat something that was offered to an idol. They were having a problem with it. You say, Clark, why is it in the Bible? Because the church was struggling with this issue. It was causing a problem. You had your meat eaters and you got your people that don't eat the meat. And they were fighting out front, maybe in the yard, after church. This is a problem. We got to deal with it. You understand? But it's a bigger issue. Say bigger issue. It's called Christian liberty. Don't get so thinking that this ain't for you today. No, it's for you. The strong said, I can eat it. And he was right. Because is an idol nothing? Yes or no? It's nothing. Period. There's one God. Yes or no? Yes. So to the strong, he was right. Now, wait a minute. The weaker said, I can't eat it because I have a what? Uh-oh. Say that word with me. Uh-oh. One more time. I got a rule against that. The weaker said, I have a what? A rule against that. It's either a rule somebody told me or a rule in my mind. It's a rule somewhere that's saying, I can't eat that. I shouldn't eat that. The weaker saying that. You understand? And so there was a problem among believers about Christian liberty. The stronger was right because meat offered to an idol had in no way been cursed by the idol because an idol was what? Well, you can't eat that meat right there because that little statue thing cursed it. It didn't curse it because this can't do jack squat nothing. Did you understand that? He can. You understand? You have a pretty big God, and you got the one true God, and you got the one sacrifice, His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you. And when you put your faith in Him, you got it all! You understand? And you can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in this what? World. Do you hear how that goes? I can do all things through Christ. You feeling the power of the Scriptures? Yes or no? But there was still a problem. Okay? The weaker rule that was in their mind or someone had told them, it was not the command of God. It's not like it's in the Bible where you can't eat meat offered to an idol. You can eat meat offered to an idol. Did you know that? Yes or no? You can eat meat offered to an idol. Now, some of you just cut me off. No, you can't do that. I can't do that. You know. Well, you'll have to come show me the Scripture. It's a rule that's been established in the weaker believer's what? Conscience. But keep going with me. We're talking about Christian liberty today. We're not saved by eating something or not eating something. We're not saved by doing something or not doing something. Just because you did something good for your neighbor, I think I'll send him to heaven now. No, You go to heaven, get your sins forgiven because you humble yourself and you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? You don't come to church and drink something in a cup and it become the blood of Jesus. And so now it's the blood of Jesus. So now you're clean. That's what transubstantiation is. I don't want to get off on that too much, but I'm going to tell you something right now. You're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. You didn't get saved by eating something. You don't get saved by doing something. Hang in here with me. Freedom in Jesus Christ. Oh, this is huge. That's why he put it in yellow, big, strong for us. Say that with me. Freedom in Jesus Christ is the strongest position and is absolutely what? One more time. Freedom in Jesus Christ is the strongest position and is absolutely what? Correct. Rules in Jesus Christ that we make up, say this with me, are of the what? Say that again. They're of the what? And in no way add to or take away from what Jesus Christ has done for us. Yeah, I got all these rules, man. What doesn't add to or take away from what Jesus did for you? I don't care how many rules you got. You hear me, yes or no? Because that's what he says. But meat commends us not to God. See the Bible right there? See, it's right there in the Bible. See the Bible? For meat commends us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, or neither if we eat not are we the what? Yeah, but it's offered to an idol, and that's terrible, and you're going to go to hell for it. No, you ain't. You ain't. Ain't happening. Stronger Christians don't live by a list of rules. Weaker Christians do. You can put my name right there. Say it with me. Stronger Christians don't live by a list of rules. Weaker Christians do. Now, friend, let me tell you something. It ain't just me in this audience. I got pastors and other people who are in ministry in this room today that grew up like I did. I was hell-raised, and I became so conservative in my theology in the little church I was going to. I finally ended up believing, boy, they told me if hair touches your ears, that's a shame. And off you, if it touches your collar. And if a lady comes to church and is not in a dress, that's not right. You ain't heard rules like that before? Who's heard rules like that before? How many ever heard this rule? Unless you got the King James Bible. Now, if you have American Standard, you're wrong. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? Where do these rules come? You see what I'm saying? Did you wear an address get you to heaven or not? Yes or no? Did my hair, if it's this long or down here, boy, I'd love to have long hair right now. I'm just saying. Stronger Christians don't live by a list of rules. Weaker Christians do. That's what this passage is teaching. But we're not done. Oh, boy. Knowledge. How many got the knowledge part now down already? You got that. Now we know we can eat that meat. We know we can do it now. But wait a minute. There's another word. What's that word? What's that word? Pretty big word, isn't it? But take heed, you idle meat eaters. But it's so good. It's like folks going to Las Vegas that don't gamble. How many ever went to Las Vegas, you didn't gamble, but you got the $4.99 prime rib? Can I see your hand? There's like nine, it takes 3 dozen people in the audience. Just raise their hand. And to you, that meant squat nothing. You just thought, good deal. But take heed, come on, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a what? This liberty, that's our word, Christian liberty, of yours become a what? To them that are what? It didn't say to them that are lost. It said to them that are weaker believers. Did you see that up there on the screen? To them that are weak. Weaker believers. For if any man see you, which are strong, which has knowledge, and that idol ain't nothing, I ain't eat anything I want, set at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him that is what? Weaker, be emboldened to eat the things that you're eating offered to idols. He's going to see you eating it, and therefore he's going to maybe eat it himself. But he ain't strong like you. He's weak. He's a weaker Christian. He's a weaker believer. He's weaker in this idea of liberty. Did you hear me? I know I see that time. I see your wrist flicking. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. By the way, that word weak brother perish does not go to hell. You ever had a conscience? You had a conscience and you did something, but your conscience said you shouldn't do it, and you went ahead and did it anyway. I'm not saying it was a sin, but for you, you shouldn't have done it, and it just caused you to not have peace that night or peace the next day. See, if a weaker person sees you, and this is called this back in the culture, sees you doing that, and then they do it, they didn't have the strength that you had because they live by these rules, okay? And their mind, their peace with God. They think somehow God doesn't love them anymore. They can't pray. They struggle. It's a big struggle for them. Did you hear me or not? But look at what he says. But when you sin, wow, so against your brother, wow, wow. I thought eating the meat was no problem. Yeah, but love trumps that. And love says that's my brother there. And I can win the argument because I'm right and he is right. Or I can love. I can love my brother. He matters more than anything I eat. Did you hear me or not? It's called Christian liberty. Are y'all hearing? And you wound their weak what? You do what? Sin against Christ. Here's what Paul said under the inspiration of the Spirit, living God. Wherefore, if meat makes my brother, did he say lost person or my brother? If meat makes my what? Brother to offend or have that conscience and he's all messed up in his mind, I will eat no flesh while the world stands. He's making it really strong to show you how much your brother or sister matters to you. And to God. Do you feel it? Yes or no? I will eat no flesh while the world stands, lest I make my brother or my sister offend. You learning anything this morning at a fellowship church? Come on. The stronger is right, but because of love, he what? The stronger is right, but because of love, he what? He doesn't. His brother matters more to him, love, than winning the argument, which is what? What's always better, pride or love? If you ever doubt what's always the greatest, remember this scripture, the greatest of these is blank. The greatest of these is what? Always. So, the stronger brother or sister defers, that's an old-fashioned word, until his brother what? Better understands what? In Jesus Christ. How many more we got to go? One? Ooh, look at us, we almost made it, but I ain't done. Hang on. Say that with me. Stronger Christians don't live by a list of rules. Now, I don't want to get off on this too much. But in today's church and much of the church of the last 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's like that old saying, he who dies with the most toys, blank, what? Wins. Bull. I'm going to tell you something that says bull. A lot of times in church, let me tell you something, because I know this is what I've done for a living. A lot of times in church, the people, the men, the women who have the biggest list of rules, we make them the leader. Did you hear me or not? Did you hear me or not? And we judge that they're very spiritual, see, because they wear this and they have their hair like that and they have this big old Bible. And we make them the leader, but they're weak, quote me. Did you hear me or not? Weak. And they often judge other people. Listen to me, church, very well. We judge other people. These stronger, but you're really weak. Because you use this Bible, or you dress this way, or you listen to that newfangled music. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you do that. That's of the devil. How many ever heard contemporary music giving credit to the devil for it? Yes or no? You ever heard that in your churches? Where you come from? You'll stand one day before a holy God as you hit your face and ask God for forgiveness. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Our list of rules that we keep, friend, let me tell you something right now. You are the weaker person. I'm not talking about the commands of God. I'm talking about, and I'm not saying they aren't real in your mind. That's why I say I'm still growing, guys. I'm still having to realize, Gary, you got more liberty than you realize you have in Jesus. You can actually wear a shirt like this, Gary, and a pair of jeans like this, and preach the Word. You know what I almost did today? Came in shorts and flip-flops. Amen. He likes that. I did almost, but I didn't. Because I knew there'd be a half dozen get offended and leave. Because you're strong or weak? Weak. But keep in mind what the Scriptures taught today. See, guys, I want Fellowship Church to be a church of Christian liberty. Liberty doesn't mean license. Liberty doesn't mean breaking the commands of God. Liberty never meant that. But liberty meant rules that we make up, or some church made up, or this is where I came from and this is the way it was. Well, guys, it just might not be the way it is in the Scriptures. Yes or no? And trust me now, any good rule has some scriptural basis, or it ain't a good rule. But guess who also uses the same tactics? The devil. Is that right, Pastor? Any good attack from the devil will always have some scripture mingled with it. Any good cult will always have some good scripture with it. Remember that. Any good rule will also have some scripture mixed with it, most likely. But that doesn't mean that that is a command of God. Did I lose you or not? Some of you are looking at me like I'm crazy. How many think I'm crazy? Let me see the hands in the audience. Okay. I got to quit now. Mitch and Elise, what would you say about the message today? Do you think from our background and where we came from, it's a good, healthy message for us as a church? Yes or no? I got two yeses from the kids today up in the top balcony. Can we get an amen? Amen. Come on, stand on up with me. We're growing. Pastor Gary's growing. My kids are growing. I want you to grow with us. What happens? Weaker brother, weaker sister. It's hard to come up with an idea, but the bottom line is, let's say if there's a place that a weaker brother Christian doesn't want to go, or a weaker sister doesn't want to go with you out to eat or spend the day or the holiday or whatever. Did you know as a stronger Christian you can say, we'll go somewhere else then. But keep in mind, you're not wrong. That's a weaker position they have. But because of love, you can go somewhere else. Yes or no? Say. Somebody comes to your house and you know if you serve something or whatever, it might be offensive a little bit to them. You don't have to serve that. You got a big bunch of mess you can serve. Is that correct? Yes or no? But you're not wrong and they're not right. That's just a weaker view. But don't call them weak. Love on them. Yes or no? Bring people along to what? Liberty. Liberty can't be force-fed. It must be love-led. I wrote that. Come on. Liberty must not be, it must be, or I heard it somewhere in my life. Here we go. Liberty must not be force-fed. It must be love-led. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for a good morning. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Bless this word to our heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, I'm late. I'm late. Very late.